one more hour of LA's Progressive Talk from KTLK AM 1150.
And now, here's Johnny.
The telephone is ringing.
LA's Progressive Talk.
You got me on the run.
AM 1150, Johnny Wendell. Six past noon.
I guess that you couldn't see, yeah.
But yeah, under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let us be? We're at KTLK AM 1150. And we are very much under the wheels of the automotive industry these days, are we not? With gasoline at $2.80 a gallon almost on the average in L.A., we're under its wheels. How would you like to feel, therefore, that you had an option, a way out? Remember, we've been talking about this for months as gasoline prices have been rising, what you would do to get out from under the thumb of these animales, these, these sickos. You would. How would you like to have in your arsenal a 250-mile-per-gallon car? On American Online today, they were talking about experimental hybrid cars that can get up to 250 miles per gallon. A typical Toyota Prius. That's right, a hybrid. That this guy up north in Corte Madera is designing will put 18 brick-sized batteries in his car, boosts the car's mileage to 250 miles to the gallon. How would you like to have that? And how angry are you? We talked about this all the time, and yesterday especially. It makes your blood boil knowing that you are over the literal barrel, right? Well, we're going to talk to a gentleman now who is the founder of CalCars. And this 250-mile-per-gallon car would appear to be a lot closer and sooner than we would have thought. Felix Kramer, welcome to the Johnny Wendell Show, KTLK AM 1150.
How you doing there?
Very good, Felix. Tell us about this miracle. This 250-mile-per-gallon hybrid that you guys have on tap. I don't want to make this sound like an infomercial or like I'm shilling for anything.
Well,
just talk.
You should understand first, we're nonprofit, so we're not in the business of selling anything.
Cool.
Our big goal here is to get the car companies to do it because they could do it even better than we have and to do it right, and they can sell zillions of these things.
Now, haven't they?
Why haven't them? They don't think there's a market for it. They don't think people will pay for it. And they're also just fundamentally in the business of selling gasoline engine cars, not cars with an electric motor in them. So they kind of got dragged kicking and screaming into the hybrid vehicles. Toyota was the first and has done a great job. The American companies are way behind. Daimler, Chrysler, and GM are so desperate they've had to partner with each other to try to catch up. So the whole thing is starting to change very rapidly. It's like an ice floe breaking up. And what we're doing is getting a lot of people talking.
You're talking, these are plug-in hybrids. You recharge the car, yes?
Yeah, exactly. And let me explain, you know, that famous expression, there's no free lunch. Let's look at that 250-mile-a-gallon number, because we're not a perpetual motion machine or some kind of snake oil. There's some real numbers here, but let's not over-exaggerate it. The fundamental thing you're doing is you're substituting electricity for gasoline. Most people don't get that a hybrid car, even though it's called a hybrid electric, is fundamentally just a very efficient gasoline car. The only power source into it is gasoline.
Is gasoline, yeah.
So,
I got a question for you,
yeah.
As per the hybrid car. Okay, it's supposedly partially electric, partially gasoline. The electric part of the car recharges the electric part of the car when the car is out of gear, when you're
exactly.
braking and rolling.
Exactly.
I've always been curious about something, Felix, because educate me quick here.
Sure.
Why is it that it can't recharge itself when you are in gear?
Well, because then you would be using – it actually does some of that. When the battery gets real low, it recharges it to bring the battery up to about 50% full. But the point is, then you're using your gasoline to recharge the battery, and there's no benefit from that because you're using one power source, and it's kind of inefficient to run a gasoline engine is much less efficient than a battery and a motor. So you don't want to do that. So let me just go back up a little bit and explain. A regular hybrid, because some people don't still understand this, a regular hybrid does two great things.
Okay.
One is it doesn't idle. when you're at a stoplight, it turns off completely.
That's right.
So that's wonderful. And then the second thing is you use a lot of energy going up a hill. On the way back down, instead of losing that energy either to nothing or to heat in the brake pads, it recharges the battery.
Okay, sort of like it automatically goes into neutral. We are listening to Felix Kramer of CalCars.org. He's discussing a 250-mile-per-gallon hybrid. Continue, please.
So that's the benefits of an existing hybrid. And it makes it about doubles the MPG of a car. A Prius gets 50 miles a gallon or so.
Yeah, but okay. But there are Toyotas and Hondas that are not hybrids that get 35, 40
exactly.
miles a gallon. So it doesn't, I mean, it's not exactly as effective as people would say. But I got a question for you. Because I'm looking at your website. This is Felix Kramer we're talking to, CalCars.org. America Free Institute says if by 2025 all cars on the road are hybrids and half are plug-ins, which is what you're talking about, oil imports would drop by 8 million barrels a day. We import 10 million now. So
okay.
In other words, down by 80%. Now, here's the question for you.
Yeah.
And this is something that you're always going to get sandbagged with, so
sure.
I'm going to ask before the call, but anybody wants to call in. They will say, yes, it's an electric car. Electricity has to be generated from burning fossil fuels,
exactly.
Does it not? Okay, so your answer to that,
okay,
Felix,
is the following. Even on the national grid, the California grid is 20% coal, so it's a pretty clean grid and a lot of renewable power in it. The national grid is 50 to 60% coal. Even on that national grid, an electric vehicle, if you look at greenhouse gases, which is the thing I'm most concerned about these days,
sure.
An electric vehicle is about 45% cleaner than a gasoline engine. If you do an apples-to-apples comparison, which is in the industry, it's called well-to-wheels,
okay.
Looking at all the energy inputs and outputs all the way along from extracting the fuel to the tailpipe. So even on the national grid, you're much better off with electricity than you are with gasoline.
Simply because coal is easier to mine and to turn in power. I got a question for you. We're talking to Felix Kramer here of CalCars.org. This is something that we were talking about this yesterday on the show yesterday. If California, a temperate, arid climate, had solar paneling atop all of its municipal buildings, and people who had the plug-in hybrid could partake of this for free because they're paying for it as taxpayers, is this also another way of reducing energy dependence?
Of course. And that's where you get to the 250 number, because the plug-in hybrid will get you to around 100 miles a gallon. But then you make the car, you take the next step, you make the car a flexible fuel vehicle.
Explain flexible fuel.
It can run not just gasoline, but it can run diesel, biodiesel, and ethanol. And it can run all those fuels. If you make it, let's say, an 80% flex fuel, 20% gasoline, your 100-mile-per-gallon vehicle has now become a 500 miles per gallon of gasoline plus electricity plus ethanol, which is clean.
And so how long has this technology existed, Felix?
This technology, there's a guy at University of California at Davis, Andy Frank, who has been building these cars for a decade. And people have been laughing about it, saying it's just a science project. But now people are taking it seriously, partly because we converted a real popular car, a Prius, partly because people in Washington are starting to wake up and realize this is an answer not just to environmental issues, but to global security issues, to reducing energy imports. So I testified at the Air Resources Board hearing last year when they were implementing the California bill on the greenhouse gases, the Kyoto bill.
Right.
And they said, okay, our goal here is to reduce gasoline imports by 30% by 2016. I said to them, how about 60% 2 years from now? Doesn't that sound a lot better for you?
What was the answer? Everybody freaks out, right? Because it just makes too much sense. Okay, we're listening to Felix Kramer. He's the founder of CalCars.org. We are talking about a plug-in hybrid. Now, I first found out about this, like what we are talking about today, from, I guess, one of your associates, Ron Grenban. There is a story about Mr. Grenban on AOL's main page. I called Ron at 7 in the morning this morning, all excited to scoop everybody. He goes, you're the third talk radio person to call already. I think this says to me, Felix, that there is a tremendous amount of interest and fascination in this, and to tell you the truth, I think in my particular case, it's from seeing the price of gasoline go up 10 cents a week almost like automatically at this point.
It's over $3 in the Bay Area in some places.
Yeah, and it's over $3 for super unleaded here everywhere, and in the rest of the country, it's finally starting to catch up with California. Now, a lot of people are going to want to ask you a lot of questions. There's always a tremendous amount of interest when we talk about hybrids, we talk about solar power, we talk about wind, biomass, etc., on the Johnny Wendel Show. It's a weekend show. People are driving around, Felix.
Yeah.
So let's see what people want to ask you because they've got you now. This is Felix Kramer, CalCars.org founder, with a 250 mile per gallon and up possibility for your Prius et al. Ad nauseum. We are at 877-520-1150. That's our number. 877-520-1150. Can ask Mr. Kramer pretty much anything that I would assume that you are very versed head to toe in all matters hybrid.
I'm not an engineer. Ron is the engineer, but I can answer most questions.
Okay. I mean, because I'm fascinated by this thing. How much if I bought a Prius, say, what does a Prius run? 20,
Prius
25 grand.
21 to 26,000. Our conversion, and by the way, there's a company in Monrovia, right down in your neck of the woods, that next year is going to start selling these conversions to the public. And they're going to be north of $10,000, maybe. And they hope to get it $10,000 to $12,000 sometime next year. Which
for the
is
conversion,
expensive.
Not for the
expensive.
Car.
But what we're saying is Toyota could do it for about $3,000 more than the cost of an existing hybrid. And that's the key thing to focus on.
Because if Toyota makes it for $3,000 more, almost as like as an add-on,
exactly.
You're talking about a $28,000 car. The average SUV is considerably more expensive than that, and you're burning up a ton of fuel.
Exactly.
And let me ask you something. Let us say you do not have a hybrid in your arsenal. You have, let's say we're talking to an SUV or a Hummer driver.
Yes.
What would you say to them about you are going to want you're going to want a plug-in of these someday? How far away are they?
Not far, because once again, that guy at UC Davis, he's already converted a Chevy Suburban. Most people don't realize that's a Hummer. That's the same body
sure.
as a Hummer.
And listen same to engine, too, did, sure.
Listen to what he did on this. This is very cool. The Hummer, the Suburban got around 12 miles a gallon on the highway, has a 5-liter engine. He took that 5-liter engine out, put a Saturn 1.9-liter engine in, because you don't need that big engine because the electric motor gives you the boost when you're merging in the highway and everything. So that car can run on the highway now and get more than 30 miles a gallon, even when the electricity motor isn't going.
Oh, okay.
So what we're saying is a plug-in hybrid for any car, a heavy car, a Suburban, a Hummer, is a great thing to do. And the only thing that's going to stop it from happening is, you know, if the car companies continue to believe there's no market for them. And we're trying to show there is. We're trying to get state government involved, a lot of opinion makers, and car buyers.
Yeah, and coincidentally, and this is very important, you're listening to Felix Kramer, CalCars.org. Conservatives and liberals both agree that this is in the best interest of the United States that we reduce energy dependence, especially on fossil fuels from the Middle East. So this is a bipartisan issue. If you want to talk to Felix Kramer, CalCars.org, we are at 877-520-1150. Felix, hang on.
Sure.
We're going to go and advertise and make a little dough and, you know, start getting people to line them up to talk to you in your field of expertise. You are listening at 20 past 12 on the hour in L.A. to KTLK, AM 1150, L.A.'s Progressive Talk.